they fool them, they don't know no better. Hallelujah. Amen. On the elevator. Amen. Elevator. I see them on the television. On the television. I hear them on the radio. On the radio. And people eat that up. It ain't about them tongue they're speaking in. It's about the love they have. Man. Folks looking for tongue. Amen. It ain't about tongue. It's about love. If that love in your heart, the tongues will come. Yeah. Hallelujah. You got some of these folks so mean and hateful. It's a shame. I want to jump on somebody. Want to cut somebody's throat. Amen. All that, but they steal. Some of them steal. Some of them been to jail for stealing. Say they saved. Well, that's up the devil. Amen. That's up the devil, church. Hallelujah. God is real. That's people are hungry. That's people looking for something. Then they want to fool them. Not only that, but they send them out to preach. Hallelujah. And that's a bad thing to do. If God didn't send them, why you want to send them? Got too much of that stuff. Every little Joe and Jay got a church on every corner in the city of Dallas. Not only that, but everywhere you look, there's a little building on the corner. They can't be led. They want to be preachers. They want to be to themselves. It's your ears. Can't pass them. Can't nobody pass them. But yet they say they're saved. There's something wrong. Hallelujah. Ain't God good? Get mad with the holiness preacher, run off and leave, and they stab them a church. That's up the devil. Mad with the preacher, amen, go get them a church. That's up the devil. Man, all you might not like that, but I'm telling the truth.
You have been enjoying the Word of Truth broadcast ministry of God's Holy Temple Church of the Lord Jesus Christ with Bishop Willie Perry. You can contact Bishop Willie Perry by writing Word of Truth, P.O. Box 8592, Dallas, Texas, 75339. Services at God's Holy Temple are held Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m., Saturdays at 10:30 a.m., and Sundays at 10 o'clock a.m. and 7 o'clock p.m. Phone by dialing area code 214-371-7010 or 972-217-1255.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the Deceptions of Satan radio broadcast with Brother Leon Gaspy. Listen now as Brother Gaspy enlightens you about the different ways Satan may deceive us in our walk with Christ.
Brother Gaspy again. I remember last week I said about people being born again, having the Holy Spirit and not going into the kingdom. Now I got here Matthew, in the book of Matthew. Get your Bibles now, because we want to make sure we got this thing right. In the Bible, in Matthew chapter 8, the story of Jesus and the centurion, starting at verse 5. And Jesus entered Capernaum. A centurion came to him asking help. Lord, he said, my servant lies at home, paralyzed in a terrible suffering. Jesus said to him, I will go and heal him. The centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. But just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. And Jesus heard this. He was astonished and said to those following him, I tell you the truth, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. I say to you that many will come from the east and the west and shall take their places in the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the subjects of the kingdom will be thrown outside into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. See, that's what I'm saying, my brothers and sisters. Just because you have the Holy Spirit doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And I didn't say you wouldn't be saved, but I guess I'm a peculiar kind of person. I always, when I get into something, I like to shoot for the top. And maybe some of you don't want that. Like I've heard people say, all I want to do is get my foot in and I'll be all right. Well, I didn't say you would not be saved, but there would be weeping and gnashing of teeth of what you could have had and you did not get because of the fact that you did not do what God said to. Like I said, it's not God's desire that any should be lost. And I feel the same way. I hate to see, think of my brothers and sisters being lost after all this time thinking that you were saved and you're not. Now, to verify that, we'll go to John 15, starting at verse 1. I may just read this whole chapter because of the fact that it's Jesus talking. This was Jesus talking back there in Matthew 8. But here, Jesus is explaining this in detail here. I think, to me it is. I don't know how you feel about it. But like I said, you don't have to believe this like I believe it. But I think it would benefit you to read it anyway and think about it and ask God to give you some understanding of it. John chapter 15, I'm going to start at verse 1. I may get to read this whole chapter. I'm the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken unto you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself, but must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. If any man remains in me, and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. And see, now, is that being thrown in the fire and burned? If you read and 1 Corinthians chapter 3, it tells you about that being burned. You won't be utterly consumed, but all your rewards will be burned. That's like being born in the United States and having U.S. citizenship and not able to reap the benefits. So, you say Jesus did it all. Yes, he did do it all. He did all he was going to do. There's something left for us to do, and this is to do what he says do. And he tells you plainly in here to do what to do. Here in verse 14 of John 15, it says, "You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servant. You are a servant because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my commandment, love each other. Now, that sounds simple, but that's kind of hard for us to do, to love one another, because some of us are not too lovable at times. And sometimes we have to love one another from long distance. I had one of my fellow people say that you have to love each other anyway. You know, I mean, love. You have to love even the ways of a person. No, you don't have to love people's ways because of the fact that God hates sin, but he loves sinners. And we are to love. And we're not to judge one about who's doing this and who's doing that, because God didn't make everybody just like me. He only made one of me and made one of you. We are all unique individuals. Made different. We have different desires, different opinions, and this. And God allows for that. But there is a basic rule. We must learn to love each other. And to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Those are the rules that God gave that scribe when he asked him what was the main rule of God. And God, he said, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. Now, we first have to learn how to love God, then we got to learn how to love ourselves. And sometimes it's kind of difficult for us to learn to love ourselves. I said I was going to read the rest of this. As the Father, verse 9, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love, and if you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. No greater love has anyone than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. This is my command, that you love one another. If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. Remember the words that I spoke to you. No servant is greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you. That's Jesus talking. If they obeyed my teaching, they will obey yours also. They will treat you this way because of my name, for they do not know the one that sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not be guilty of sin. Now, however, they have no excuse for sin. He who hates me hates my Father as well. If I had not done among them what no one else did, then they would not be guilty of sin. But now they have seen these miracles, and yet they have both hated me and my Father. But this is to fulfill what is written in the law: they hated me without a reason. When the Counselor is come, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me, and you also must testify. For you have been with me from the beginning. Now, back to this Holy Spirit again. See, Jesus calls it the Counselor and the Spirit of Truth. He said nothing about being born again, because the Spirit comes, like I said before. He's a Counselor, he's a teacher. He's to lead us into all truth. And I pray that someone will understand and receive and understand this message. I don't have to understand it just like I do, but I wish you would read it and try to get someone. Ask God to give you understanding, because, like I say, I'm nobody's role model, but I'm trying the only way I know.